Rock Hill's My Ride. This is the free transit system here in the city. They're looking for public feedback, public comment, to look at how to continue to grow this transit system here in our backyard. We have Jeremy Winkler joining us. He is the Director of Government Affairs for the City of Rock Hill. And good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning.
So the My Ride's 30-day public comment period ends this Wednesday, April the 2nd. So you're looking for feedback. Before we start delving into that, how did we get to this point? Why are we seeking feedback for this transit system?
Sure. Thanks. Just to give you a little bit of history about My Ride, we started in 2019. We're a service that has 10 Proterra all-electric vehicles. And that was important for the city because we're an electric provider. So in essence, the city's buying the gas for these vehicles from ourselves. So that's really great. It's been an extremely successful program. But in late 2023, Proterra, the manufacturer of these vehicles, declared bankruptcy. And what that meant for us was a reduction in support with being able to work on these vehicles and also not being able to find parts. And so over the past really year since they have declared that bankruptcy, our fleet reliability has gone less and less. I mentioned that we have 10 vehicles. Last October, we did a study that said we had about 7 of those available at any given time for service. Then come January, we were down to about 5. And a few weeks ago, we hit 2 vehicles available for service. So what that means is we had to put shorter buses on our routes, which means the people that rely on My Ride to get to work, to get to the doctor, to get to the grocery store, that bus would come around, the van would come around, and it would be full. So they weren't able to get on and ride. And then there were a few days that we actually had to suspend 1 or 2 routes in the middle of the day because of our reliability issues. And that's just not fair to our riders. And so a few months ago, we started looking at how are we going to solve this problem. And so one of the things we've looked at is a bit of a service reduction. And that's what we're asking people for their public comment about.
So you're just looking at taking feedback from those, who's using it, where are you using it to and from, so you can maybe relook at the routes where a route might not be as popular. You might be able to shorten it or reuse part of that loop for something else.
Exactly, right. So what we're talking about doing is eliminating one route, the downtown route, then combining the Cherry Road route, which used to go out and back Cherry Road, and the Dave Lyle route, which went out and back Dave Lyle, combining that into one big loop. So go all the way down Cherry, turn and go all the way down Sell River, then turn and come all the way back up Dave Lyle. So we've tried to put these service changes out there in a way that will affect the fewest amount of people and still keep the most service out there. But what we want to hear from people is, we have a proposed stop here. Maybe it would make more sense for it to go 1/4 mile up the road and that sort of thing. We really want that granular level of detail so that we can know. We still want to be able to service people. We want people to continue to use My Ride, but we want to make it more reliable, as reliable it was in the beginning.
Do you have any data or statistics on how many people it's been able to help since 2019, or how many trips it's taken?
Sure. So last fiscal year, we had 290,000, just over 290,000 trips on My Ride, which was our highest year ever. The very first year we started out, we had 200,000. But then, of course, COVID happened, and that changed a lot of people's habits and also changed a lot of our safety precautions that we took on board public transit. So the fiscal year prior to that, 22-23, we're at 250,000. So the trajectory's been going up. But honestly, since we've been having these reliability issues with our fleet, the ridership's been dropping a little bit, and it's because people can't rely on the bus to be there. And if I could, let me just take a moment to shout out our fleet maintenance division. Those guys do an excellent job. The city of Rock Hill is not the only place in the country that has Proterra vehicles that is having this problem. Our unique situation is we only have Proterra vehicles. So those issues are magnified and compounded in our case. So, but our fleet guys have done great work. It's just when they can't find a part to fix a bus, they can't go and make a part. They have to try to order it, and that's been our big challenge.
And Jeremy, with that being said, are there similar companies like Proterra across the country that you all might be able to partner with, or you can get those parts from, or if a call, a 1-800 I need help line,
right.
So to speak?
Right.
Because again, no fault of your own. It just, it happens.
Absolutely.
It happens a lot, believe it or not, in the amusement park industry. Huh. People will design rides and create rides. They will go out of business or move their focus. And now theme parks are left with these rides that have very specific tools mm-hmm. that, again, to your point, they can't just go to the local big box store and pick it up.
Right.
So with that being said, with Proterra filing for bankruptcy, how are you all still getting the help that you need, and can you look at, are you all looking at other ways to partner with other electric vehicle companies?
We are, not so much companies, okay. but other transit agencies across the country. We know some that have Proterra vehicles that have decided to park them, basically. Seneca, South Carolina is a good example. They parked their whole Proterra fleet. They gave some of their vehicles to Clemson to use for parts. And so we've been able to find some parts in that way. There are folks that are working to actually buy Proterra vehicles and reverse engineer them because a lot of these parts were proprietary. And so those contracts lived on through the bankruptcy. And sadly, the company that bought Proterra out of bankruptcy has been, I would say, less than helpful to us. And so it's put us in a bad position. But our fleet folks, our transit folks, they beat every bush they can to try to find parts that we can use. Luckily, Proterra was just up the road in Greenville at their factory. And so that was one of the selling points for us. And luckily, some of those people are still local. They don't work for Proterra anymore, but they still have contacts, and we're in contact with them. And in fact, just 2 weeks ago, we got some parts for some of our batteries that have been giving us issues. And those guys have been able to come down and help us get some more buses back into service.
What has this done? Has this done anything for jobs where like drivers are concerned?
Right. So no, not yet. We will, of course, need to right size our personnel by when we reduce the amount of service. But that's all happening through normal attrition. Nobody is going to lose their job with the city of Rock Hill because of these changes in service on MyRide.
Jeremy Winkler, we're speaking with Jeremy Winkler. He's the Director of Government Affairs for the city of Rock Hill, commenting on this public comment period regarding the MyRide. This is a free transit system here in the city of Rock Hill. Jeremy, I remember whenever we were having the discussion, the city was having this discussion back in early 2018, 2019 is when it started, that it was important that the city took over this transit system. The city beforehand, to my knowledge, had another system that they did not really maintain, but the city really wanted to take this over for that reason, right? Because you could better take care of the fleet and the people, and you weren't relying on another third party, so to speak, to be able to have to live and die by them. In that regard.
Absolutely. Yeah. So back in the 80s, the city had a contract transit system, the sort of a, dollar ride sort of thing. We still have that today through York County Access. They're a great partner for us. Anybody anywhere in the county can call and it's schedule a ride. It's $2.50 each way. But when the city started thinking about a fixed route transit system, something a little different, council and mayor at the time were very focused on it being a quality, reliable service. And y'all know the city of Rock Hill, the way we do things is if we're going to do it, we're going to do it right. And we decided to do it ourselves. And so that we've been very proud of the service. Our operators are top notch. They do a great job every day in sometimes difficult conditions. I've already talked about our fleet maintenance guys. They do a great job. The support we get from the mayor and council is great. And we have partners as well, community partners, Family Trust, Federal Credit Union, Comporium, York Technical College, and Piedmont Medical Center are our partners. And without them and without the support of the city, MyRide wouldn't exist. And so these changes are hopefully going to ensure the future of MyRide and get that reliability back where we want it to be.
And what kind of reaction have you received so far during this public comment period?
Yeah, absolutely. We've had two public meetings in person, one at our traffic commission and one on a weeknight. And those were very well attended, and we got some great feedback from those people just asking questions about, have you explored all your options? Have you thought about this? Some input on routes and those sorts of things. And then we've also had people call in, email, send us Facebook messages, tag us on a Facebook post, you know, go comment on a MyRide Facebook post. We'll take comments however we get them, and we do have to publicly respond to all of those. And so we will do that after April the 2nd when the public comment period closes. We will go through and, you know, it might not be a specific response, but we will address all the concerns that we've heard. And then we will move forward with implementing the changes if we intend to do so.
I was going to ask, what is the next step? So sure. Walk us through the timeline over the next couple of months.
Sure. So we will get the public comment back. We'll address all of those. Then we'll go through. And if we already have the proposed routes out there, the proposed route changes and the proposed stop locations, if we move any of those, we will make those minor changes. Then we'll have to work with SCDOT and others where we're on their roadways to, you know, get stops located. Then we'll put those poles in the ground. And our goal right now is by late April for these. So it's pretty aggressive, yeah. But what we're, again, the fleet issues are driving a lot of this because, you know, in essence, what we're doing is cutting in half the amount of routes that we're running. And by doing so, we'll only have to have half of the vehicles, which I mentioned earlier, we have about half of them available right now. So that's why we're being a little aggressive on our timeline, is to go ahead and implement and bring the reliability back up.
I just want to rest assured, folks, the MyRide, this is the transit system here in the city of Rock Hill, the free transit system, it's not going away. You're just looking at proposed routes, given the climate that we're working in, that the folks, the manufacturer of these electric vehicles has filed for bankruptcy. So you all are having to get creative when there's a maintenance issue.
Absolutely. No one is talking about the end of MyRide. We're trying to ensure the life of MyRide for our users going into the future. And I might add, we're also looking at what's next for our fleet. We know these Proterra vehicles are not the answer. So we're trying to figure out what type of new vehicle do we want? Is that electric? I'm just going to say probably not, because Proterra is not the only electric vehicle that has issues. They're widespread. So we're looking at CNG, other clean technologies. But the issue there is, if we were to order one today, it would be 18 to 24 months before that vehicle arrived here in Rock Hill. So we really have to think far ahead. Yet another reason why we have to implement these service changes that, honestly, we didn't want to do, but we felt like we were between a rock and a hard place. It was either this or end MyRide, and nobody wants to do that.
Well, people appreciate the transparency, and it seems like you all are trying to look at every avenue. And again, that's why they're having this public comment period. They might not see something that you see. So please weigh in. As Jeremy said, everyone's welcome. So you can do it online, stop by if you need to, email, whatever works. You have until April the 2nd just to kind of weigh in and let folks know maybe some suggestions or ideas, and they'll take it all. Jeremy Winkler is the Director of Government Affairs for the City of Rock Hill. Jeremy, certainly appreciate the conversation, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.